Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce and the City of West Monroe have launched the fall season of the West Monroe Brown Bag Lunch Concert Series, held every Wednesday in September. Chamber President Courtney Hornsby joins me by phone for more about the series. Courtney, good to talk with you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, the series debuted earlier this year in May, and now we've got the fall season that's gotten underway. Courtney, tell us about the concerts when we look back at May and how they were received, kind of an inaugural launch of the series.
Well, absolutely. That was our first ever West Monroe Brown Bag Lunch Concert Series, and it went off just very successfully. We partnered with the City of West Monroe and had it at the Pavilion, which is located in an area known as 7th Square, within really the heart of West Monroe. It's right behind the West Monroe Farmers Market, a beautiful shaded pavilion that was recently renovated by the city, and it offers a great area for bands to play in a shaded atmosphere with seating provided by the city. And again, located right there in 7th Square is really just very convenient. So many different amenities are located there that the city owns and operates. And so we felt like the concerts were very successful. They were very well received. And one of the best parts about putting on the Brown Bag Lunch Concert Series was seeing such a large variety of people there. You had young and old, people of all walks of life, people that are retired, those from the business community, even young people. So to see all of them come together in one setting to listen to some of our area musicians was really a great thing.
What was some of the reaction, some of the conversation you heard with such a variety of audience members coming together to hear local musicians and their thoughts about the performances?
Well, you know, I think they really were surprised how much local talent we had right here in Northeast Louisiana. And we were so glad to be able to expose a wide variety of people to different types of music. When we had our Brown Bag Concert Series earlier in the spring, we were able to put a wide variety of music together in one format and showcase that to many different types of people is a great thing. And that's some of what we'll be doing at the September series as well.
On Wednesday is the Water Boys in the second performance of the fall series. Tell us about this band and their upcoming performance.
Yeah, the Water Boys are really popular. They're a local favorite. They've played in some local venues here and just have a great mix. They're kind of an eclectic blend of some of your favorite tunes and some alternative hits. You know, they really get the crowd going. They played earlier this spring. They're one of the crowd favorites, so we're really looking forward to having them come back.
Then on September 17th, the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts, they'll be presenting a concert. What will they have in store for the crowd?
And they'll be performing a selection of some Broadway hits. I think some that they're going to be showcasing this fall and into 2015. You know, and that we love having them because we love having the opportunity to have youth perform in our Brown Bag and to show that we have some very talented young people right here in our community. And, of course, they're up-and-coming stars, and they'll probably be moving on and doing some other things later, including being in bands and choirs themselves. So we might see them come back around as adults. And this also exposes the public to some of the offerings that Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts provides in our community. Some people might not know what they do, so this is a great exposure for them as well.
Coming up on September 24th, Josh Madden teams with Tom McCandlish. They'll be performing together, and what I see is being billed as a Celtic Fest kickoff concert.
Yeah, you know, they're going to have a little bit of everything. They're going to have, certainly that's the week right before the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Festival. So they're going to be playing some Celtic Festival hits to get everybody in the mood for that festival. But they're also going to perform some rock and roll standards as well. They've been practicing together, and they've got kind of a wide variety of different songs that they can offer. You know, with the Celtic Festival being 1 week away from their concert, of course, they felt like they needed to throw that as a tribute and get everybody in the mood for the Celtic Fest.
And I know Tom McCandlish, very involved with the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Festival. An opportunity, perhaps, he'll be sharing some stories during their concert coming up on the 24th?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tom helped organize that festival back years ago when it first got started. And as the name indicates, McCandlish, he's got some deep Celtic roots. And so that festival means a lot to him. And so he's taken a real personal interest in that. So I expect that we'll have some songs and some storytelling when he performs.
Well, tell us about, as far as the event itself, what do you need to bring and what is provided during the lunch hour concert?
Yeah, and the great thing about the concerts are that they are completely free to the public. The city of West Monroe provides chairs, so you don't have to worry about seating. However, if you want to bring a picnic blanket or your own chair and sit out in the grass in the sunshine, you're welcome to do so. You can always, as the name indicates, bring your own brown bag lunch. But we do have many things offered, different refreshments. Our two bank sponsors, Ouachita Valley Federal Credit Union and Centric Federal Credit Union, usually offer some kind of refreshment, whether bottled water, cookies, maybe root beer or Coke floats. And then we've also got food trucks that come as well. We've got food trucks that include Wingstop and Slider Central. So you can always find something to snack on while you're there. But if you want to bring your own refreshments, you are certainly welcome to do so.
When we look at this concert series, Courtney, how does it help further the mission of the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, you know, part of the mission of the Chamber of Commerce is to create a vital and thriving community for people to live and to do business. And when we look at things like the Brown Bag Lunch concert, that's what this is doing. It's helping with the amenities in our community that are really the things that are not tangible when people look at whether or not to move here. And you look at recruiters and employers, and they're trying to decide where in the country do they want to locate, where do they want to send their employees. They want a community that is economically viable, but that also is a thriving community in terms of social and community activities. And this is just one of the ways that we can make our community stand apart from others.
And where can you find out more about the upcoming concerts?
Well, you can always, there's several different ways. You can always call the Chamber at 325-1961. You can visit our website at westmonroechamber.org, or we encourage you to visit or like the Chamber on Facebook, because we have our Brown Bag Lunch concert series created as an event on Facebook, where we're posting updates and pictures, samples from the bands, photos, lots of information.
The fall season of the West Monroe Brown Bag Lunch concert series, Chamber President Courtney Hornsby. Courtney, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.